I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir sitting next to me. Kurt Rogers joining us here at 5:30. We'll talk about some mortgage things at that point. In fact, a couple of questions I've got for Kurt coincide with what we talked about with Andy Goss yesterday, which is how can you take some of the money from your existing home and do something else with that to make some more cash with? So we have got, we've been putting this off for a little bit here, Dan, 18 trends that will define men's lives in 2018. So we just got done talking about men, plastic surgery, careers, dressing, all those different things. So here we go. This comes from InsideHook.com. A year older and hopefully wiser, we've once again summoned our crystal ball for a look forward to all the good, bad, and ugly trends that will define men's lives in 2018. We've got good news for old dad pants, marijuana enthusiasts, and people who hate Facebook. And also some bad for music festival organizers, famous men with hands, and people who like Facebook. So here we go. You ready?
Go for it.
Number one, we will consume more media made by women. And just real quick, disclaimer, this is not a right-wing website that we're on, just as a side note. We'll see how much of this we think is actually... We'll have this in our notes, so we can go back even at the end of the year and see if this is right or not, Dan.
Okay.
So we will consume more media made by women. In 1985, cartoonist Alison Bechdel posted a simple test for judging the prominence of female characters in film. She intentionally set the bar as low as possible, the only parameter being that two named female characters must have a conversation about a topic other than a man. In the 3 decades since, the trend has improved only slightly. According to 538, 18 of the top 50 films in 2017 failed. Given that the Hollywood elite is largely populated, by men who think it's okay to harass and assault women, this is hardly surprising. But the fallout from the saga has participated in a watershed moment. Redemption will live and die by the industry's embrace of femininity, both in front of the camera and behind it. So these guys are claiming that more women will be involved in movie making versus men previous to this. Thoughts? I think they're probably right. Television reboots will suck the fun out of television is number two. That I agree with.
Yeah, if they don't do it right, it stinks.
From the cloying Fuller House to the clairvoyant Twin Peaks, they've been rebooted to varying successes, and the trend shows no signs of slowing. Currently in the works, Will and Grace, Mad About You, Roseanne, Charmed, Miami Vice, and The Office. Really? That's all the best they can do is regurgitate old stuff?
I don't know. Now, Mikey, he loves Fuller House.
Yeah, but the original, not a remake of it.
No, the remake. He loves the second one? Yeah, he loves it.
But he probably never saw the first.
He goes back and watches some of the first, but he really likes the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's a man. Boy, but...
Yeah, but I'm just saying that one just seems to appeal to... I don't know why exactly.
This goes along with what we were just talking about a moment ago, which, by the way, I hate. I'm just going out there and saying it. You will happily welcome back relaxed fit clothing.
Well, what do you not like about them, John?
I think it makes you look frumpy.
But, John, elastic waistbands are a great thing.
That's not really what they say when they say relaxed fit. It's not the elastic waistband.
So he's talking about baggy clothes.
Yeah.
So the relaxed fit is the baggy clothes.
Relaxed forms of dressing will pick up even more momentum with laid-back fits crossing casual boundaries into the formal territory. So everybody's going to look like they're wearing the suit I described earlier.
Yeah, but the untucked shirts? I mean, that's relaxed fit.
I suppose, which I wear.
You don't tuck in anything anymore.
I haven't tucked anything in a long time.
No, I still do. I'm kind of weird that way.
Yeah. Come on, Dan. Get with the real world.
I don't know. It's like being in sales all my life, there was the uniform. You wore the uniform.
Well, you can change that now.
I just don't know how. It's so funny. When I have my shirt untucked, I'm very uncomfortable.
Really?
Yep.
Some are made that way. Those ones I buy. I know those aren't tucked,
but I don't know what it is. The lineup has to be there, the button row, the belt, it's weird.
I just soon have it untucked.
But however, I did ditch the tie a long time ago.
Good, Dan, because those are like a thing of the past unless you're working for the FBI. Then yeah, I'm
right.
Not sure.
So you wanna fit into the community, right? So all the undercover FBI guys are wearing ties,
right?
And they're the only ones. Nobody
else does,
right?
Not even the bankers wear ties anymore.
Oh, there's
anymore.
The Fed.
Yeah, exactly. No one else is wearing them. Number four, you will protect yourself from the big brother that you created. The vision of the future that George Orwell forecasted in 1984, nearly 70 years ago, is tragically and eerily an accurate one. One major thing he got wrong, an oppressive government didn't need to implant surveillance devices in our homes. We voluntarily put them there ourselves. He's right about that.
And the biggest one is Facebook.
Yeah.
Think about it. All of us people that are worried about the government following us are posting every move that we make on Facebook.
You don't need Big Brother.
We're posting here. We're posting there. Oh, we're doing this with our kids.
They were behind Zuckerberg starting it.
Here's how I voted. Click.
Think about that.
Huh?
They never had to invent anything.
Who was the guy that invented Facebook? Was Zuckerberg? So it was another guy that was involved.
At Harvard. I don't know.
His buddies. So he will not allow anybody in his family to go on Facebook.
Can't say as I blame him.
He says it's a drug. Don't do it. It's a mind altering drug.
Really?
Yep. Those are his words.
Really? Okay. Number five. Kind of goes along the same lines of what you just said, Dan. You will seek out vacation destinations that don't have Wi-Fi. I
can
understand that. Like I was telling you the other day about cruises. What used to make cruises so great? The fact that you get deconnected.
Okay, but according to Doc Olson, you can still do that on a cruise if you don't pay the extras. A lot of extra money now to get the Wi-Fi and get all hooked up.
So just don't pay.
So that's what he's doing. So he took out. He said, man, I'm gone.
Okay.
Yep.
Collaborations will go brick and mortar. Collaborations have become the bread and butter of retail marketing in recent years. What better way to expose your products to a new audience than to find a like-minded brand, create something together, and then distribute them to throughout your entire network. So in 2018, expect that trend to incarnate in the physical and be shared in retail spaces. Okay, that makes sense. You will heed the call of root-to-stem cooking. It's a buzzword you'll hear often, but before you roll your eyes, know that root to stem cooking, similar to nose to tail, but with vegetables instead of whole animals.
Are you going to turn into a vegan, John?
No.
Never. Is that your thing?
No. I like meat.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Soccer will continue to gain ground in America. Yeah.
That's really important. You know, out of all the bad things on this list,
this is the worst.
Absolutely the worst.
It is.
I mean, you watch all these adults playing a kid's game. I mean, it's just come on.
They're claiming Fox Sports invested in the next two World Cups to the tune of $425 million, and NBC now five seasons into its $1 billion investment in England's Premier League. Okay. Number nine. Elon Musk will get to work. It's a make-or-break year for Elon Musk. In recent years, he's promised an affordable solar energy, airplane-speed trains, and humans on Mars. In 2018, it's time for the polymathic billionaire to prove that he's more than just a concept artist and show material proof of the better future he envisions. I think that's well said.
I do, too.
Because I don't think he can do it. I think he's a shuckster.
How much money do they lose an hour at Tesla?
He's a huckster. That's my opinion of Elon Musk.
Yeah, but how much money an hour do they lose at Tesla? What was it, $1,400
a minute?
It was nuts.
$4,500 a minute.
That's insane.
Is what they're losing.
That's insane.
Yeah, and he's a huckster. I don't care what anybody says. He's smart, yes. Has he invented some things? Yes, but he's a huckster. When it comes to taking government money and being on the dole, he is king.
Well, he's the welfare king of welfare queens.
He sure is. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Front Range Mortgage coming up next. They've got jumbo loans right now that you can get refinanced and save some money. 303-500-1900. Front Range Mortgage, call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo arm, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. They do everything from new wiper blades to full transmission replacement. At Larry's Auto, they're ready to help you do anything to help you maintain and repair your car. Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are now rolling through the 18 things in 2018 that will define men's lives, Dan. So we got to number 9. We'll go to number 10 now. Dining out will go very regional. There's more to X than you think. Substitute just about any type of ethnic cuisine, and you've got 2017 in a dining nutshell. Restaurants showcased regional nuances on their menus in a big way last year, and we'll see that continue in 2018. In particular, get ready to explore new tastes and smells from the Middle East with foods from Lebanon, Iran, Morocco, taking center stage in big dining cities across the country. So dining out will go regional. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'd buy it. Yeah, that'd be all right. The all-in-one high-rise will rise. In 1971, J.G. Ballard published High Rise, a dystopian novel in which a stratified society exists in its totality within a single apartment building, complete with office space, social events, a grocery store, and more. In 2017, you can live in one of those right down to the segregated facilities according to your monthly rental fee. So what they're saying is there's going to be more of those where everything is in one unit. Charlie's saying yes. He's shaking his head. Dystopian, he says. Dystopian.
Dystopian. That's a big word.
Would you like to live in a place like that?
Well, maybe when I retire old or something, I suppose.
I'm not talking about the old folks' home. I'm saying now.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I like suburbia.
Yeah, I like getting around, don't you?
I like being 5 minutes from a dirt road.
Yeah, I want to be able to get in my car and go wherever I want to.
No, but you hear what I said. I like being 5 minutes from a dirt road.
Good point.
So you can't do that living downtown in one of these places.
No, that's a good point. I'm like 5 minutes from a dirt road, so yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you're out there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yep. Music festivals will finally jump the shark. In 2016, the New York Times reported that they would no longer cover events like Boonaroo.
Right.
What is Bonnaroo?
Yeah,
Bonnaroo.
Charlie's been to Bonnaroo.
What is that?
Charlie, how was it? It was wild, man.
It's wild. Anyways, they're not covering events like Bonnaroo and Coachella because of the unrelenting sameness to the whole festival thing. 2 years later, they have only gotten worse. The most hyped frenzy. Our most hyped festival of 2017 was the Unrepentant Disaster, and the headliners at Coachella, once the champion of indie darlings, looked like they were curated by the Nielsen ratings. So in other words...
You've read this paragraph. I have no idea what you just said.
They're done.
I have no idea what
you're talking about. So festivals are basically a thing of the past.
So Woodstock's over.
They're dying.
So Woodstock's finally done.
Pretty much. Generation Z will invade the political spectrum. We already know that millennials are to blame for everything, but now their successors, some of them are called Generation Z, are stepping into adulthood, and they awoke AF, politically charged, brand wary, and eager to have their voices heard. Expect very young people to make waves in demanding social, economic, and environmental justice in 2018. Yeah.
I got to see this. They're suing Congress over climate change. I might have to cover this one tomorrow.
Okay. Investing in weed will make people very rich. That's already happening here, so I don't think that's happening here.
But you know, the rest of the it's happening in the rest of the country now. And how I know this is I drive a lot of people to the airport that are in the weed business that are helping spread the weed business throughout the country. It's amazing.
So investing in weed will make you rich.
I've driven guys that were headed to Florida, which I don't even think it's legalized there yet. I've driven guys that were heading to California.
It is there.
To set that up. Massachusetts.
Don't think it's legal there yet.
But they're working on it, evidently.
Well, they're working on it everywhere. Yeah. Because so it will be, in my opinion, my prediction is it will be nationwide in the not-too-distant future.
It will be.
Brands will stand for something beyond their product. When Donald Trump announced that his administration would be shrinking the square footage of two national monuments by some 85% last month, outdoor gear brand Patagonia took swift action, converting their website into a PSA, encouraging people to take action. Patagonia are a bunch of idiots, but that's a side note. Now more than ever, consumers care about the ethics of the brands they choose to endorse. In turn, expect to see more brands partnering with nonprofit and socially responsible initiatives to paint themselves in a more favorable light. Thoughts?
Yeah, this has been going on, especially within, once again, the climate change movement. When you look at British Petroleum, BP, right? And instead of just selling their oil, they're talking about how they're going to save the planet. They're like, I mean, no, I just want to buy your gas. Yeah, look, Charlie's right. Look at Starbucks.
This next one makes me hurt. Number 16. Male birth control will inch toward reality. Reverse inhibition of sperm under guidance, a.k.a. male birth control, has been in clinical trials for more than 5 years with patients approved in a handful of countries, including the U.S. The product closest to availability is
Vasigel. Vasigel?
Vasigel.
Vasigel.
It's a penile injection. That hurts to say.
Did you really just say
I
that
just
on air?
Hurts.
Don't say that again. That would hurt anyway.
That has gained little support from pharmaceutical companies for obvious reasons, but with a gel version now under trial, that could soon change. I got nothing.
No.
Frankly, don't need to worry about it, but I got nothing.
No.
Male birth control.
Well, it's just not fair that the ladies had to do all the birth control.
So we're teaching the little guys how to swim differently. Is that what we're doing?
Or we're killing them out of the chute. I don't know what we're doing to them.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay,
on that
John,
one.
Moving right along. Moving right along.
Number 17. More and more people will now delete their Facebook accounts.
I'm totally believing this.
The role of social media in the 2016 election made many Americans, perhaps for the first time, begin to think critically about the way they use social media. When algorithms decide what type of media we see and don't see, we begin to alienate ourselves from people and opinions we might otherwise have considered. In essence, a tool that once promised to connect people has instead become a mechanism for dividing them. Throw in its instances or its instance on occupying every minute of our daily existence, and it's easy to think of Facebook as a kind of dangerous digital drug with a serious addiction problem. Back to what you said earlier, Dan.
Yep.
Once people begin to regard it as such, quitting will increasingly become an attractive option.
Yeah, the co-founder of Facebook could have wrote that right there.
Maybe they did.
Maybe.
Number 18, you will be forced to reckon with the folly of your idols. The biggest news stories of 2017 was, despite all of his efforts, not about Donald Trump, but it was about famous men, many beloved, most prodigiously talented. Well, these are big words, Dan. Prodigiously. See, we got our grammar expert in here, or the spelling guy in here, whatever he is.
That's a word. That's a word. That's a word you and I use
Yoda.
All the time.
It's Yoda. It's grammar's handyman right here.
Grammar's
not grandma's. Grammar's handyman. Being outed as perpetrators of social or sexual violence and intimidation against women, in all likelihood, this trend will continue in 2018. But while the entertainment industry has roundly shunned these men so far, what do we make of their existing work? Our usual suspects and Louis now verboten viewing, or can we separate the artwork from the artist and continue to enjoy them? In other words, are some of these guys and their works going to go down in flames?
Okay, so you know this guy that was trying to get his promotion to be general, 4-star general, I think, from 3-star to 4-star, okay, was then accused of calling a gal, you know, sweetheart, in either a heated moment or something like this. Hey, listen here, sweetheart. You know, it's like this, right? So he was denied his star because of that.
Because he said,
and it's alleged
sweetheart.
That we're not even sure that it was actually said or not, but it was alleged. So therefore, he was denied his star. Now, think about that for a second. Now, think back to all of the John Wayne movies you've seen.
And others.
Those, just him alone. Just him alone. They will all have to be banished from society if that is the new status quo.
Let's hope it's not. Because I'm still one that says some of that, I am, you and I both, are thoroughly against true sexual harassment.
Correct.
I get that. But having John Wayne in a movie call somebody sweetheart is not.
Listen here, Missy. You know, all that's all gone. You can't do none of that.
It's a new day. We were listening earlier, Dan and I were, to some legalese when it comes to sexual harassment at a particular company. Won't name names. But as I was listening to the long diatribe of things that you can and cannot do, most of it can't do, I thought to myself, we should have a sign on the door of Rush to Reason when you enter the studio that says, enter at own risk. Because a lot of what we even say on air would not fly in corporate America.
No, it wouldn't. No.
We couldn't do it.
No.
Therein lies the reason why I don't work for somebody.
Exactly.
Because I can't. Because all that stuff's just nonsense. Sorry, it just is. Just act like a gentleman like you're supposed to and everything's good. It's really all it needs to say.
Right.
But we have all this other mumbo jumbo that has to get thrown in on top of it.
But now everybody's definition of a gentleman and what you can say is different. And we learned that in that message as well.
Well, and what my feeling is...
Because remember, it's all in how it's perceived.
Yeah, I was just going to say, really, what it really boils down to... Sorry, I'm just going to be honest here. What it really boils down to is, does she like you or not? It's being honest.
And she may like you today, and she may not like you tomorrow.
That's exactly right. And therein lies the problem.
Yep.
So guys, watch it, because in 2018, something that's not in here, one of the trends that's going to define your life, what you can and can't say.
This is also would be a great tool to purge men from the workforce.
Which is what they want.
From upper management or
anything
like
that. That's what they want. So it's you and I both know this is a war against men, Dan.
Oh, absolutely.
In a lot of cases.
No question about it.
I hate to say
it,
but what I listened to today was no different.
No, and the other side, the left, particularly the left, has admitted as much.
It's a war against men.
So definitely a war against men.
All right, we'll come right back. Kurt Rogers is going to join us. Colorado Wellness Dentistry is coming up next. Now, Dan, you have tried the Lanap surgery, not for your gums, but for some healing and other things that they're doing with that, right?
Yeah, the laser treatment's fantastic.
So it's
just
painless?
Kind of a warm. Yeah, it's just a little bit of a warm sensation. No pain. I was really surprised.
Is it like huge? Is it small? I mean, is it a pen size? What is it?
Well, it's not like the ray gun in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's not like that at all.
So,
as a matter of fact, laying there, I didn't even really see what it was that was being used. So it's not a very big
it's
device
not this
at
big
all.
And huge, no. Invasive, huge
no.
thing.
So no, when they turned it on, the lights didn't dim. Hmm. So did not happen.
All right, that's all at Colorado Wellness Dentistry. Find them at coloradowellnessdentistry.com, 303-953-4812. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lanap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lanap laser therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
All right, professional credit restoration is next, and we're going to talk to Kurt Rogers here in just a moment. But if you need some help when it comes to your credit, Kurt knows there are certain steps, certain things that you can do to actually get that credit repaired, or in some cases have that dispute taken care of. In a lot of cases, you're not doing it the right way. Professional credit restoration will. They'll take care of it. And whatever their cost is, I guarantee you, and whatever you gain in credit score will make up for whatever that cost is. 303-232-0303, prcweb.us. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Professional credit restoration helps you move towards a brighter future by improving your credit score. You're finally getting back on your feet financially after a truly difficult life experience, a divorce, a layoff, a foreclosure, or a prolonged illness. Now you feel stronger than ever, but your credit score says otherwise. Professional credit restoration works to correct any errors on your credit history and then counsels you through the proven steps that you can take to improve your credit score. Don't let your past destroy your future. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers joining us in just one moment. David, though, has a call and a comment real quick. David, what's going on?
Hey, just real quick, I was going to give my 2 cents on the workplace over my last 40 years of being in it.
Yes.
And the women in my lifetime, the women that I've seen the reverse on their side of climate and so forth slip. And you see it with the younger women than you do the women in our age bracket, John.
Mm-hmm.
The younger women have adapted themselves, in my book, lowered their standards to act like sometimes crass men, or what is the feminine touch is lost. So it's a double-edged sword. It, at the end of the day, they have fallen victim themselves by their own admission, I guess is one way. That's one viewpoint. But
I agree.
It's kind of my thought.
No, I agree with you, David. No, well said. I think that's a... appreciate the comments. That's a good addition to what we just talked about there. And I think David's exactly right.
Yeah. No, he is.
So
yeah, good comment, David. Thank you.
And by the way, topics will continue on with that one's not going away in 2018. I can guarantee you that. So we'll continue to talk about that particular topic. Kurt Rogers now joining us, though, with Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, welcome.
Nice to be here. And I want to add a comment to what you were talking about, credit restoration.
Yes.
Where you said that their credit will be fixed. What a lot of people don't understand, and we've talked about this, is that the difference, I have a client that the difference between what his score is and 9 points actually cost him an extra $4,200.
Wow.
Because of the rate and the cost to the loan. And people say, well, that can't be. Well, it can be because that's what the lenders do because of risk.
Yes.
So when you're going to pay somebody $350, $500 to fix your score, that's
which is really
nothing.
About all these guys charge. It's not
that's
a huge
right.
fee.
That's nothing compared if they get your score up 20, 30, 40 points.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, you're getting a much better rate, and you're not paying fees to get to that rate.
That's a great point. I'm glad you just said that. Okay, I got some questions for you, and I know you got some things to add to it, but we were talking to Andy Gosch yesterday. And Andy's our money guy, gold guy, all of that, and is also a guy that believes in if your house is paid for, mortgage it to the hilt. Even if you've got a ton of equity in it, raise that mortgage. Get as much out of it as you possibly can, because the way the money is cheap on that side, you can go put it into other things. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about just on a personal basis is this idea of taking some of that equity and doing either a second home where you can vacation in it but then still rent it out and do all of that. And I'm guessing there's people out there thinking, well, John, you got to write a check for that. And how do you get all that much money saved up? And I'm asking you, do you really have to write a check for it, or can you mortgage and manage that the same way you do your existing home?
We had a great show on that on Tuesday on Your Money Matters, but we talked about that in with the home values appreciating. The average home in Colorado, in Denver right now, is $381,000.
Okay.
For 2017, homes are appreciating at 7.8%. So as your house goes on a $350,000 mortgage or value, if it's going up roughly 8%, you're making $20,000 to $25,000 a year.
Okay.
So leveraging some of that, taking some of that equity out to turn around and buy an investment property makes a lot of sense now for a lot of different reasons. Because even with the new tax laws, you get to write off rental property. You may lose the interest on your home, but now you can convert some of that equity into profit over here and still be able to turn it. With the market the way it is, rental prices are still going to be very good, so the property is going to cash flow.
Right, because not everybody can buy.
Right. And you're not going to leverage your house, but the equity that you've made in the last 2 or 3 years. Maybe you might have to put $30,000, $40,000 down, but you've built that equity in your home, and you now get to make it work for you, paying you a greater rate of return with the tax deduction still built in.
Okay. What about, and I know some individuals that do this, where you maybe have a, I'll just use, I don't know. So you've got a house here and a house in Malibu.
Correct.
I'm just picking a place. Right. I have no idea. But let's just say that you somehow end up with house in Malibu, house here. And you want to divide your time up and still rent your place out when you're not there. I know there are means to where you can actually do both. So even if you're not going to be here for 2 months and you're going to go to Malibu, you can rent this existing house.
Yes.
Still go to Malibu for 2 months. When you're not in Malibu and you're back here, do the reverse, and it's really not that hard to manage all of that.
You can, the only portion of that you have to pay attention to is what your accountant tells you, which one you're going to count off as a rental, if either one. But you can do that both. I have people that do that, that they'll live in one house for a period of time and then come back and live in the other one, and then they'll rent out the time they're not there.
Got it.
So, yes, it can be done. And it, there are people that are doing it. And what it does is it subsidizes the payment, so they're making your equity payment for you.
Right.
Yeah, I had a guy in my car today that does exactly that. He spends this time of year in Hawaii, 6 months.
Really?
And then 6 months in Colorado, which, John, you're not allowed to do.
It'd be hard for me to do 6 months. But I'm thinking even if you could do, in my world, even if I could do a month and a month or something along those lines eventually. I mean, I'm talking right now, but on down the road. And be able to have the properties to make that work where, to Andy's point, you're making that equity that you now have work in other ways, making, and you got to be picky, I realize. I mean, we're not talking about buying a condo in South Chicago.
Right.
Okay. That
it has to be resort area.
Yeah, I'm not talking South Chicago. I'm saying, you go buy something in, like a San Diego or even some of the coastal areas of up and down the whole West Coast. There's parts in Oregon.
Vail.
There's parts in Vail.
Do a place in Vail.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Estes Park. I mean, there's all sorts of places we could talk about where there are potential vacationers.
Correct.
I think would be the key word there, is there's potential vacationers coming in that you could rent that property to. And folks, let me give you a little tip here. If you're especially, now it could probably work anywhere in the metro area, but if you're especially on the west side of our metro area, Golden, Lakewood, Boulder, even, believe it or not, Louisville, Lafayette, Broomfield.
Right.
You're not that far from the ski resorts where you could literally even advertise your existing home or condo as one of those places right now in our area, correct?
That is correct. And if you have two places, let's say you want to take a vacation and you go for 2 months to this place, rent it out for the other 10. You can still use your home, but you could actually have more than one place. Maybe a place in Hawaii, maybe a place in Vail. Okay, I'll spend 2 months in Hawaii. I'll spend 2 months in Vail, or three in each, and then I'll live here for six.
Got it.
While you're not in those other two, you can rent those out.
They're producing income.
Right, and it pays your income, and you're good to go. So when you're living there, it's technically free.
And I'll tell you what, I drive a lot of people still to Airbnbs.
All
over the metro.
Trust me, managing these, for a lot of you out there listening, thinking, well, geez, John, how would I go about managing these? Trust me, there are organizations out there, and I'm sure Kirk could even direct you to where some of those are, that can assist you with how this stuff gets done. And believe me, folks, it's not that complicated.
No, it's just a little bit of social media advertising and a management company.
I've got several
friends.
You're
out of the way.
I've got a friend that's got a resort up in Breckenridge.
Mm-hmm.
Does exactly what Dan just mentioned and probably only rents it about a third of the year, but gets enough out of it to pay all of his expenses.
Correct.
Everything. Now, in his case, it's paid for and all of that, but he's making money with what he's doing. I did the math even on some places on the islands.
Right.
And the reality there was if I rented it for only a third of the time.
It pays for itself.
It's done.
Yes. And you rent it in the prime season. You live in the other third of the time, the prime season. Same thing in Vail. I mean,
in other words, you don't want to spend Christmas there. That's when you want to rent.
That's right.
Because it's one of the highest. There are places in Hawaii, for example, on the islands, that will bring 10 grand for the month.
Right.
10 grand for the whole month. 4 weeks. 10 grand. Now, tell me you can't make a few mortgage payments with 10 grand. Right?
Those kinds of prices are in Breckenridge, too.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I've asked people, what do you spend on the Airbnb for the week? $2,500, stuff like that.
Question for you, along what Dan just said. In your world, Kurt, how do you make all of that work for the potential person that owns the home, has some equity, and wants to go out and do that? Walk us through that whole process.
Well,
if they're
interested in doing that, I need an idea of where they're thinking about what they're wanting to do. How much equity and how much money do they want to put down? Most cases when somebody's buying one of those properties, if it's a second home, they don't really have to put 20%. They can do 10%.
Okay.
If you're going to buy it as an investment to where that's where your CPA comes in and you're going to put it on your tax return, even though it's being only rented for partial, you're picking up enough money to pay for the whole thing. You get the tax break on that side. That's where we sit down and say, okay, here's different advantages. Your CPA is going to need to help you so you can figure that out. We have lost some of our tax credits, but in my opinion, we really haven't. We've actually gained with this new tax law. But the thing you have kept is the rental property. You get to write off a rental property.
Right.
So why not use it? And what they did get rid of was second homes. You can't write off the interest on second homes with the new tax laws, which pushes people
into
to put them
into
renting them. Because now they get the same thing, use it when they want it, rent it the other times.
Yeah, because the reality of staying in, if you've got a home here, the reality of staying in that 12 months out of the year, it's low.
Correct.
It's not going to happen. You're going to still spend, especially in Colorado, you're going to spend typically your summers here. You know, you're going to be here typically from, I don't know, Kurt, May to October typically.
Yeah, end of September.
Something like that. And then the rest of the year, and if you've got family back here, you're going to come back for Christmas or whatever.
You're going to go to Florida.
Right.
North Carolina, you know, East Coast.
So when it comes to the qualification process for all of that, how does all that work? What do people have to do to make that work
it
on
works
your end?
Pretty much the same way. If you buy the property as an investment property and it's your first one, which a lot of people don't understand, what you rent it for becomes income, so qualifying for it is almost like you're not even – it's not
How do they prove the rental income without you owning it yet? How does that work?
Because the regulations say you get 75% of whatever the payment is income. Now, if you've had rental income, depending on how you write it off and depreciate it, that will then determine the income on it.
But if you're going your first in, one, if you're going in fresh, you've never had a rental property like that before, there's tables or figures they use against that?
If you rent it for $2,000, they're going to give you $1,500 worth of credit income.
Now, how do they figure what the rental, you know, to Dan's point, where he says, yeah, these things are renting for $2,500. Okay, says who? Who proves that?
Very good question. When you have the property appraised, they do what they call as a 1007, which is a rent analysis, and it will tell you what the properties are renting for in that area. And as long as you're in that range, you're fine.
So
now, you may charge more because this property has more, but as long as you're in that
range,
that's fine.
Much like an appraisal, it's doing a market analysis of what things in that area are renting for, like properties.
That's exactly right.
And they've used that figure to help you qualify for the loan.
And they count 75 cents on the dollar as your income. Right now, some of the greatest things out there with all the new tax laws is if you're thinking about getting into it and you don't want to do this, go out and buy a duplex.
Right.
With the new loan limits and what they've done there, you're up to $630,000. You get to live in one side of it and maybe pay $1,000 a month. And the tenant on the other side is going to pay the rest of your mortgage.
And eventually you move out and go do another one.
You do it again. I have one guy, he has 13 properties, and he started back in 06 doing that. Every 2 years, he rolled.
Wow.
Yeah, Kurt and I are talking.
Okay, so people out there listening are thinking, that all sounds great, guys, until there's a hiccup, and then what happens? Well, keep in mind, and I don't think I'm looking at this pie in the sky. Kurt, you can tell me otherwise, but there are areas of the country, and I know where some of these are because I've been to some of them, to where, honestly, even during the deep recession, stuff was still renting to tourists coming in. Because keep in mind, if you go to the right tourist area, there are people coming worldwide into that area, not just from the States. In other words, you go to, I'll pick Hawaii, for example. In Hawaii, you've got people coming from Europe. You've got people coming from Asia. You've got people coming from all over the world that are renting properties there, not just the U.S. mainland.
I completely agree. And if you remember back to the meltdown in 2008,
mm-hmm.
what happened, people lost homes. Well, people still need to live somewhere.
True.
So all of a sudden, where are they going? Because the banks, when they foreclose on a home, they keep it on the market.
Right.
It's not rented out.
True.
So you've taken, let's say, 20,000 homes off
out
the market.
Out of the
These
system.
People got to live somewhere.
True.
So they're going to rent something
True.
To get by and
True.
Not deal with any of the maintenance or any of the costs with them.
True.
So the rents may come down a little bit for them, but to them, it's better off. The banks got empty homes. It keeps driving the market. People need a place to stay, even in a down market.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought. We'll come right back. And again, if you got a question for Kurt, please call us 303-477-5600. The way to get a hold of Kurt, by the way, 720-895-0500. That's his number right at Front Range or Affordable Interest Mortgage. And he'll meet you anywhere along the Front Range is what I meant to say. So you'll drive up and down the Front Range, meet anybody anywhere you want to meet, right?
How can you not drive around Colorado? It's beautiful.
It's much like Michael Bailey is what I meant to say as well. So
yes.
Michael will meet you anywhere you want to meet. Kurt will do the same thing.
Yep.
Now, along those lines, real quick, I want to make sure I added this, Kurt. I've never been to your office.
I have one.
I know, and I've never been there, which shows everybody out there listening that you can do all of this, like I said, up and down the Front Range without ever having to
come to my office.
Come to your office.
Or actually, we do paperless now, so I don't even need your documents.
It's even better than what I
do. And I have been to Kurt's office.
Have you?
It's a really nice office,
by the
too,
way, where is
just off of Arapahoe Road.
Is it, by
Arapahoe
the way.
And Quebec.
Yep.
Because, again, I've never
so,
been
hey,
there.
So, hey, Kurt can say that real fast. Kurt, where's your office?
Arapahoe and Quebec.
No, but you do that address thing really fast.
Well, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109.
Yeah, I've never been there. Anyways, all right, let's do this. Bristol Cone Shooting coming up next. They are over off of 6th Avenue and Union. Great place. It's an entire operation. It's not just a shooting range. It's not just a gun store. It's all in one.
So now here's what I would do. See, I would go get that equity line of credit on my house, and then I would go make my shooting range. I'd go buy all my guns at Bristol Cone.
You can do that.
That's what I do.
Or I'd go buy a rental property and shoot at the range of Bristol Cone.
There you go. That's even better.
I think I would do that and let them handle all the hassle of owning the actual range. 303-985-0989. Find them at bristlecone-shooting.com and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristol Cone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors, and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristol Cone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristol Cone Shooting.
Grandma's Handyman coming up next. Now, it's not Grammar's Handyman. It's Grandma's Handyman.
Grandma's Handyman.
Charlie is Grammar's Handyman.
That's correct.
To us, but this is Grandma's Handyman for around the house. Now, with Kurt sitting here, the other thing you can use Grandma's Handyman for is there may be a few things you need fixed up in either the home you're buying, the home you're refinancing, or the home you're getting ready to sell.
Correct.
And in that case, call Grandma's, have them out, get all that particular stuff done. It's real simple, real easy. 303-693-3003. Grandma'sHandyman.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business, and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003 or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers with us today from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. As I said a moment ago, he'll meet you anywhere up and down the Front Range you want to meet. It's really easy. Just call him, set up an appointment, and he'll walk you through everything else that you need. So, Kurt, as I was just talking, and I hated to hog some of that, but I think it dovetailed into what we talked to Andy Goss about yesterday, which is taking some of that money, some of that equity that some of these folks are sitting on. And in some cases, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're sitting on in equity where they could go put that money to work for them doing something else.
The one question I ask people is, what's the rate of return on the equity of your home? It's always zero.
Yeah, nothing.
So if you had $100,000 or $200,000 in equity or in cash, would you put it in the bank? Would you put it in the pillow?
Mm.
Even if you have to put it in the bank making 0.5%, it's doing you a whole lot better than it is in a pillow.
True.
In a sack? If you can borrow money at, you know, in the threes and the fours and turn around and convert it over to where it's making you 7 and 8,
yeah,
why would you not do that?
So when we talk about that.
You do it all day long, yeah, man.
No, and exactly. So we talk about those potential properties we just got done talking about a minute ago. What are rates on those type of properties, and are they higher than your normal mortgage on your primary residence?
If you buy it as a second home, the rate's the same. If you buy it as an investment property, the rate's going to be a quarter to maybe 3/8 of a point higher.
That's it. That's not bad.
Not when you're looking
at today's rates.
No, not when you're looking
at generating cash flow with it.
Yeah. See,
seriously.
I'm serious. No, yeah. You're right.
It's just a way to make your lazy money and you put it to work. Because it's not doing anything for you.
Okay.
Make it work. If you can afford to put $200 or $300 a month into a savings account for your retirement, what could have if you did took the money out and made a payment for $200-$300 and take that lump sum and get a 7-8% return?
Yes.
It's a whole lot better.
Okay, so if people out there listening are thinking about doing this, what are the things they need to do with you to get going on this? What's the steps?
Give me a call. We get the basic information application. I want to ask you some questions as to what's your short-term goal, what's your long-term goal.
Okay.
Where are you looking at in these properties? What have you been told? What are you thinking of to make sure we're all on the same page so you're not believing something's going to happen when it's not?
Okay. The reason why I think you'd want to do that is, let's say you are looking at one of these quote-unquote resort-type areas. Typically, there's going to be some realtor there, some finance guy there. They're going to try to rope you into doing everything locally there. Question for you is, does that have to work that way, or can you do it from here?
I can do it anywhere in the state of Colorado.
Okay.
I'm licensed to do loans anywhere. I have realtors that are licensed to do loans anywhere.
Got it.
Now, a realtor local might be able to know the market a little bit better. But as far as the financing, no. The financing is the same no matter where you
go. So even if you're looking to do something up in Steamboat, you can do that.
Yes, I can.
Now, what if somebody's looking to do something in Florida?
I am not licensed in Florida, but I have plenty of connections because that's where I'm from originally.
And you can
I can definitely take care of them. Okay. I can review their paperwork to make sure they're not being taken advantage of.
Okay. And you would help them with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I charge nothing. I just got it.
Okay. All right. So what do you have for us? Because I just took all your time, but what do you got for us? That's a good topic, though.
Well, there's been some changes in the loan limits, and I want to make a bigger deal about this because it's very important. It's what they've done, what the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has done. They've raised the loan limits, and by raising the loan limits, what they're saying is that the average 80% of the loans in this country or the purchase price of homes has been raised up to $453,000. Okay. Before it was $424,000. Doesn't sound like a lot, but had they not raised them, and with rates going up, that would have affected home values going up because people couldn't afford them because they are then going to jumbo and the rates go even higher. So by raising them, they actually are allowing you to go as high as, in some cases, $526,000 loan at conforming loan rates, which saves you a quarter to a half, which is anywhere from $60 to $90 a month. So you now can qualify for that home.
So it
keeps the market spurred along. It's a good thing for everybody, and they become important. It also becomes important with those loan limits is you can now take a loan to where you had mortgage insurance, and with the home value going up, you can not only drop that, but get rid of the mortgage insurance, get a lower rate, and not extend your term.
Now you got a nice chunk of money.
So by raising those loan limits, they've done a wonderful thing, especially here in Colorado.
It's really helping all of our residents that are here.
Helped everybody.
Okay.
They actually have, and I keep going back to this, you can get a duplex for $626,000 from conforming loan limits. That's amazing. Now, you don't have to go that high, but you can find a nice duplex for $500,000.
Stay in one side, rent the other side out.
Right. Total payment on it might be $2,800. You rent out one side for two, you pay eight.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal.
Jeez. Yeah, no, that's a great deal. All right, I know you got disclaimers and things like that you got to do before we get out of here, so I'll let you do that real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to my address for you, Dan. 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado, 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our NMLS is 298-191, and we are a equal credit lender.
All right, the other thing I would need to mention, too, is in 2018, Kurt's going to be joining us a couple of times a month. So believe me, if you've got questions for Kurt, and even like I had today, what I would encourage you to do is if you've got some questions where you'd like, hey, I'd like Kurt to cover X, send us an email. Let me know what it is. Kurt and I talk off, and all I got to do is pop it out. Tell Kurt, here's some questions coming in. All you guys have to do is go to the website, rushtoreason.com. Let us know what those things are, and we'll get Kurt to cover it twice a month. Sound fair?
Not a problem.
All right, Kurt, as always, really, really love you. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Always good stuff. All right, Kevin Flesch coming up next, fleshlawfirm.com. Another great friend of Rush to Reason and KLZ. Anything you need when it comes to your legal woes, please give Kevin a call. He is trial-tested, trial-ready Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. The website is fleshlawfirm.com. And again, anything legal, you've been in an accident, you got a speeding ticket, you need some help, give Kevin a call today and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Okay, turn here. Well, watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. 1 minute left and I'm on vacation.
I really thought for sure Charlie was going to play some Hawaiian music of some sort, like something, because you're on your way to Hawaii.
Yeah, you know.
You know, that's what I thought. Hula dancers and all that.
Well, you guys will be in good hands while I'm gone. Trust me, Dan's got everything taken care of. You guys are going to be at the Sportsman's.
Yeah, lined up, yeah.
Expo, right?
International Sportsman's Expo tomorrow for Rush to Reason.
And Saturday.
And Saturday for Drive Radio.
So a lot going on. There'll be a lot of things going on while I'm gone, special guest-wise. You know, Jenna's going to come in. Steve Laffey's coming in. Casper's coming in. I don't know. We got a litany of individuals.
He's always a favorite.
Jamie Daniel. I mean, there's a whole litany of individuals that are going to come in and take Dan's seat, because Dan's going to move into my seat.
That's right. I get the big chair for 8 days.
You got the big chair. Just
looking forward to it. It's fun.
Just direct traffic.
And I've even kind of figured out how to use this note thing you use.
It works well. One note.
It does. One note. No, it really works great.
It works
actually.
Great. Cassie George will still be kicking around. Of course, Charlie's going to be here. So, again, you know, please don't turn the dial because I'm not here. Keep it tuned right here. Keep listening to Dan. It'll be a blast.
And a big thanks to producer Ann.
Yes.
Ann
is getting everything done behind the scenes.
Thank
so,
you,
yes. Ann's not going anywhere. She's here the entire time I'm gone. Yep. So, guys, thank you very much. Let's do this. We've got another full hour coming your way. If you missed the first hour, please catch it next. It's on between 6 and 7 p.m. tonight. We had a good first hour, by the way. It was a blast.
Yeah, we did. It was a really good first
hour. So we've got a lot of fun going on today. That was our first hour today was with Richard Giordano talking about the marijuana going on in...
It's unbelievable.
Sawatch County.
If you missed it,
you need
gotta to listen
a lot
to
of stuff going on down there. So with that, I'm out of here, guys. Have a fantastic day tomorrow and week, and I'll be back the week after, never fear. John Rush, Dan Muir, Charlie Grimes, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.